This is Dr. Indigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination regarding a claim on Joey Isaac Castillo. Date of birth is August the 26th, 2004. Case ID number is 1900483. Date of exam is 3/1/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire. Informant is his mother, Laura Castillo. Identifying information. This is a 17-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office with his mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, comma, decreased hearing, comma, back pain, comma, chest and abdominal pain, comma, migraine headaches, comma, sleep apnea, and sleep apnea. The claimant is presently living with his mother, who is not working. On further investigation of this claimant, the claimant went up to the fifth grade and had social problems at the school and never returned to go back to school. He has not been in school since he was 10 years old. And his mother did not make arrangements for him to be tutored or educated in another school. At the present time, they live in a house together. The claimant has not worked during his lifetime. Allegations, number one, decreased vision. Number two, decreased hearing. Number three, back pain. Number four, chest and abdominal pain. Number five, migraine headaches. And number six, sleep apnea. History of allegations, number one. Decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2011, he started to have problems with his vision. He denies having problems seeing up close or being nearsighted, and denies having glaucoma, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, or any trauma to his eyes. He states he has decreased vision with both eyes and is presently not wearing glasses. He has not seen an optometrist for his eyesight. He states his night vision is poor, but his peripheral vision is good. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Allegations, number two, decreased hearing. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having difficulty hearing, especially on the right side. His mother states that he did have multiple ear infections and was treated for that. At the present time, he doesn't have any hearing aids and appears to not have difficulty hearing or communicating with me at this time. His condition is stable. Allegation number three, back pain. The claimant states that in 2019, he started having an aching pain in the lumbar sacral back area, which would sometimes go down his legs. He denies any surgery. The claimant's limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 5 hours, comma, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assisted devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, making snacks and sandwiches for himself. But he spends most of his time playing with video games. He has no physician at this time and has not seen a chiropractor or received any physical therapy. He is presently on no medications except for occasional Tylenol when he has back pain. He was diagnosed with lumbar/lumbosacral back pain. Allegations number 4, chest and abdominal pain. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having chest and abdominal pain. He says the character of the pain is a pressure pain in his mid-chest area that does not radiate to any other place. He states it lasts for approximately 10 minutes and is once a week. The claimant also states that it's worse with exertion and that resting does help his condition and that it's not affected by food intake. The claimant states it's relieved by resting, and his main symptoms is shortness of breath and nausea. He denies palpitations, diaphoresis, vomiting or dizziness. The claimant denies any risk factors such as hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, smoking, or high cholesterol. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. The claimant occasionally sleeps with two pillows, but he has no pedial edema or orpnea at this time. He was diagnosed with chest pain and abdominal pain, more likely than not coming from costal chondritis. Allegations number 5, headaches. The claimant's mother states that in 2016 he started to have migraine headaches. These were not diagnosed by a physician. He states the character of the pain is a pounding pain located in the frontal and lateral areas of his head. He states the pain can last for approximately 8 hours, and he has the headaches every 2 weeks. He denies any associated symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, photophobia, parathyresis, scalp tenderness, vertical or poor vision. He was diagnosed by his mother as having migraine headaches and is given Motrin 200 milligrams QD PRN for pain. It was noted on this examination that his blood pressure was 148 over 95, which may be causing his headaches. Allegation number 6, sleep apnea. The claimant states that in 2020, he started having difficulty breathing at night. He states that the sleep apnea is precipitated by walking 1 mile, climbing 3 flights of stairs, and occasional seasonal change. He does not smoke. He does not remember the last time he was in the emergency room. He has not been hospitalized or intubated for this condition and is presently on no medications. He was diagnosed with sleep apnea and has no CPAP machine for it at this time. Claimant's limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 5 hours, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is able to walk 1 flight of stairs, but has difficulty squatting and bending over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes or lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time and is presently on no medication except for Motrin occasionally for pain and headaches. Review of systems. The claimant's mother states that the claimant has headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, shakiness, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, and muscle weakness. She denies the claimant having hearing problems, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, bowel movement, soiling, comma, bedwetting, comma, abnormal posture, comma, or poor appetite. The claimant's activities of daily living. At the present time, he lives with his mother and he plays video games all day long. He is a loner. He does not have frequent fights with peers, adults, or siblings, since he has none, except for his mother. His main interest is playing with video games. And as noted earlier, he went up to the fifth grade and has not continued his education and does not appear to be able to do cursive writing or other advanced forms of education, secondary to his mother not making sure that he got a continuation of his education. Developmental milestones. The claimant was an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age. He was somewhat more difficult as a toddler from 18 to 48 months, secondary to being very active. The mother states that he sat alone without support at 8 months, crawled at 1 year, walked without support at 1.5 years, said his first words at 3 years, said his first sentence at 3.5 years, self-dressed without help. The mother states that she still has to help him occasionally. He was bladder trained during the day at 11 years of age and bladder trained during night at 11 years of age. He was bowel trained at the age of 4 years. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, had extreme mood changes, and was sometimes difficult to care for. He sometimes had severe temper tantrums, was afraid of new faces or places, was unresponsive to discipline, and engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior. Also, he sometimes explored the surrounding environment, was very active, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. During the first 3 years of life, he rarely was distractible, was destructive, or aggressive. Birth history. The mother states that the claimant was born in Rio Grande Regional Hospital in McAllen. She does not recall how many hours of labor she was in. The claimant was not delivered by instruments, but was a C-section delivery and was only a one baby birth. The child was not blue or yellow at birth and was not given oxygen. He was not placed in an incubator. and there was nothing else wrong with the baby at the time of birth. She does not recall how much he weighed or what his length was, but was told that it was normal weight and length for a baby. The mother stayed in the hospital for 3 days, secondary to having a C-section, and the baby stayed with her. Past history is essentially negative. His medical problems include back pain, abdominal and chest pain, sleep apnea, migraine headaches, decreased hearing, especially on the right side, decreased vision, and appears to be a slow learner. Major surgeries, none. Social history, the mother denies the claimant smoking, alcohol, no one in the family drinks. The claimant's mother states that he has never had any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the mother denies the claimant ever using marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history, she is not very familiar with the father, and there is no family history. The mother appears to be in good health. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 214 pounds. Height, 5 feet 8 inches. BP, 148 over 95 mmHg. Heart rate, 101 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 33. At this time, during the physical examination, I would like to switch over to the regular disability forms for disability for adults. Could you please drop down to general appearance? This is a 17-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his mother. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to neurologic? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent, and his mood was flat for the time. He did not appear to have very clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was poor, although he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The last paragraph and the third sentence. The claimant had some difficulty in walking on his heels, but was able to walk on his toes. He was able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He has difficulty in heel walking, but is able to toe and tandem walk. The claimant might have pain secondary to his shoes not fitting right. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment, except for the fact that he only has a fifth grade education, secondary to his mother not taking him to school. Probable diagnoses. Number one, decreased vision, dash, mild, needs to be evaluated with an optometrist for possible glasses. Number two, decreased hearing, normal physical exam, appears to be able to hear well. Number three, back problems, lumbago, normal physical exam, appears to be stable at this time. Number four, chest and abdominal pain. Normal physical exam. The claimant might be starting out with mild high blood pressure that might be causing these symptoms. Migraine headaches, dash, being treated with Motrin, may be secondary to mild hypertension. Needs to be evaluated for this condition. Number six, sleep apnea. Not confirmed at this time, but stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Joey Isaac Castillo.